Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, and welcome to Be Radiant Radio. I'm Angela Loeb, and I appreciate your tuning in for this episode of The Power of the Saboteur. Sounds ominous, right? I promise it's not. What happened was earlier this year, I went through this period of time. It lasted for a couple of months. I was seriously struggling with fear and anxiety. It wasn't the worst fear and anxiety I'd ever experienced in my life, but it was pretty intense. In fact, I still remember a dream I had at that time. Funny how the subconscious will try to deal with things while you're sleeping, even while you're sleeping. Anyway, in this dream, a lion, which of course is very symbolic, right, was stalking me through the streets of a suburban neighborhood. I didn't recognize the neighborhood. It was symbolic too. The whole dream was symbolic, but it didn't matter anyway. I couldn't see the neighborhood. I wouldn't be able to tell you where it was anyway. It was like pre-dawn or dusk. There was just enough light that I could barely still see that lion moving toward me. I was really freaked out. But I vividly remember having rational thoughts. Like, I went through this rational thought process, thinking of a few possible scenarios of how I might defend myself. And I remember that I suddenly stopped myself in my own tracks and said, enough, to myself in the dream. I said this to myself. And then I woke up. I said enough to wake myself up. And that was, of course, before the lion attacked, thank goodness, right? So, of course, the lion, it represents fear and anxiety. And when you find out, like, what I was dealing with at the time, you'll get why it was in this neighborhood. Anyway, as you can see, it was very, you know, I mean, from this dream, I even have no problem rationally thinking through ways to solve problems either, right? So that was kind of interesting that was happening. So during that period of time, I was pretty surprised that I was feeling such an intensity of fear and anxiety considering the reason. It surprised me because I didn't think I'd be so scared about buying my first ever new house. Now, for many years, I'd been working hard toward realizing that dream, but I never expected to be afraid when things started to coming together, like this fear that it was actually happening, that it was going to be good, you know? I got pre-approved, my realtor and I found a great deal for a new house. They were building new homes in this area, and I get to pick out my own lot. And I went to the design center, and I got to choose granite countertops for the kitchen even. So, I mean, granite countertops. I've never lived in a place with granite countertops before. Things were going way better than I had imagined, that I had actually dreamed of, and that scared me too. It was like, maybe it's going too well. Maybe the other shoe is going to drop, right? Like the old saying goes. Well, no other shoe dropped. The house was completed. The closing happened without a hitch. It was like 6 months later. And about a month ago, I moved into my new home. It's lovely. It's beautiful. Everything went well. It's still going well. No other shoe ever dropped. You know, there's something about that fear and anxiety that I had during those months that really opened my eyes, and that's what I wanted to share with you. It taught me about the power of the saboteur. The saboteur is one of the four main archetypes that Carolyn Mice presents in her book, Sacred Contracts. In Jungian psychology, Carl Jung, he came up with archetypes, and archetypes are an inborn tendency or a universal pattern, and they're contained in our psyche. Mice says that the saboteur, along with three others, the child, the victim, and the prostitute, these are the four fundamental archetypes that she says is present in all of us that we all have in common. Now, for me, the fear and anxiety that came up, it was around, of course, getting my new house. And believe me, it was a major event for me, transition into a new house, but the fact that it also marked another major life event, which is empty nest. My daughter went on to get her own place with a new roommate. And so this is a huge ending and beginning in my life. And, of course, it ended up triggering this fear and an existential crisis. It made me come to face with a saboteur in me because suddenly and unexpectedly, I was revisiting very old questions that I had already answered years ago about my life's purpose. I found myself wondering, what's the point of my goals, my dreams, and my hard work? I questioned if what I was going to do was ever going to be good enough. I challenged myself with, who do you think you are? How dare you do and be more than your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents? Why are you so ambitious? It sounds crazy, huh? I mean, you see where I'm going with this. You see what I mean? This huge transition had brought the saboteur out. The saboteur had shown up with these critical, sabotaging thoughts. Nice calls the saboteur archetype the guardian of choice. She says that it's the, quote, energy that undermines or sabotages your empowerment and is the guardian of your choices. The saboteur, she says, it can cause you to resist opportunities. She says it's the mirror that reflects your fears of taking responsibility for yourself and what you create. Oh, yeah, like that was happening, right, for me. So the way she says that you deal with it, the way you silence the saboteur is with acts of courage and by following your intuition. So I did that. It worked for me. And what she said, I did it, and it silenced the saboteur. But, you know, at that time, I really began to see the power of the saboteur. See, because when it shows up, it gives me this chance to shine a light on what's really bothering me and what opportunities that I'm potentially avoiding and why. It helps to give birth to the power of my individual choice. It can cause me to say to myself, what am I choosing? And decide if I'm choosing what it is that I really want to choose. And I mean, of course, that is if I'm consciously aware and I'm paying attention, I have to do that, but for it to work. So you see, it can be used for good. Saboteur sounds ominous. It sounds bad. And of course, there is a dark side to that, but it can be used for good. It can be used for personal growth and self-knowledge. When the saboteur showed up for me earlier this year, I chose two very specific ways. So I told you I followed what Mice recommends. And there were two specific things that I did to let go of my fear and anxiety and change that story of me, that story of the saboteur and what the saboteur was saying. My intuition guided me to intensify my gratitude practice. See, I already know that it's pretty impossible to hold the thought of fear and anxiety while you're still thinking of something of what you're grateful for. So you can't hold the thought of both, right, of this bad thing and gratitude. So, and by the way, I actually wrote about this at bradiantsquare.com, my blog, in case you're interested in knowing more about how to increase happiness using three good things exercise. That's based on a study done by Dr. Martin Seligman. And you'll find some more useful tidbits about this topic of gratitude in my past episode, The Power of Gratitude. Now, the second thing I did was use an old favorite of mine, a mind mastery tool I call The Shift. It helped me to increase my courage. And what I'll do, you know what I'll do is I'll share that tool and how it worked next time in the next episode. In the meantime, I encourage you to pay attention to your inner critic and to those self-sabotaging thoughts. What fears are being reflected back to you by those thoughts? What opportunities are you resisting? What choices are being guarded by the saboteur? Embrace the power of the saboteur by paying attention to it when it shows up. It has things to say, so pay attention to it. All right, that does it for today's episode of Be Radiant Radio. Thanks so much for joining me, and join me next time when we talk about the power of the shift. Before I go, a quick reminder about how you can reach out to me if you'd like through my website. And if you want to learn more about my services and my other programs, you can see that on my website. Go to my About page. Use AngelaLoeb.com to find me. Thanks for joining me. And until next time, keep on shining like you're meant to. Mm-hmm.